With the flu season approaching and COVID still spreading, many people might wonder, which virus got me this time? Well, now people can test themselves at home to see whether it's influenza or COVID-19. Here's NPR health correspondent Rob Stein.
We've all been there. Sore throat, fever, cough, just feeling, well, lousy, and wondering, what is this exactly? COVID, the flu? Well, until now, we had to find a doctor, drag ourselves out of bed, sit in a waiting room surrounded by other coughing, sneezing people, just to get a test that could tell us, what is it this time? Courtney Lias regulates diagnostic tests at the Food and Drug Administration. She says the 9 new over-the-counter tests that can answer that question are a game changer.
I think it's a very exciting development. Just in time for this fall's respiratory virus season. And we'll really enable people to get through this season with a little bit more peace of mind.
Most of the new tests work just like the do-it-yourself COVID test everyone learned to use during the pandemic. Just swab inside the nose and test a few drops of the sample. But instead of just showing when someone has COVID, the new tests differentiate between COVID and the flu, and even which kind of flu, flu A or flu B, within 15 to 30 minutes.
This is a real landmark shift in the way that we can diagnose these viral symptoms.
Dr. Greg Martin studies these kinds of tests at Emory University.
Having these tests available is going to be really helpful to people so that they can do it at home. They'll have their result really quickly and they'll be able to help make a decision either on their own or by contacting their physician so that they can decide what treatment is necessary and get that started as quickly as possible.
And that's key because the antiviral drugs for flu and COVID, like Tamiflu and Paxlovid, work best if people start taking them within a few days of the symptoms hitting. It'll help doctors decide what to do. Flu A tends to make people sicker than flu B. Mara Aspinall studies diagnostic tests at Arizona State University.
If you're high risk, somebody who is immune compromised, somebody who has diabetes, it's also important for your physician to understand which respiratory illness you have.
The results can also help people know how to protect those around them, according to Dr. Chaz Langelier, an infectious disease specialist at the University of California, San Francisco.
It's really a wonderful advancement for public health and for human health. So instead of walking around, you know, with an infection for several days, wondering if you have flu or COVID, you can know right away. And so that might allow people to put masks on earlier, to distance. Maybe they stay home and work from home instead of going into the office and avoid infecting others.
The tests are very reliable, but can sometimes get it wrong. So doctors recommend people test themselves again a couple days later if they get a negative but are still having symptoms that feel like COVID or the flu. The tests are available at many pharmacies without a prescription. They cost about the same as a COVID test, about $15 each, which can be less than the copay for going to see a doctor to get tested. Rob Stein, NPR News.